Police pursuits, the fatal use of force, and crisis intervention training for officers are top of mind for a new committee on police accountability. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more on the first meeting of the state's Police Transparency and Accountability Task Force.
Daryl Wright remembers when he was choked and tased by a police officer, but he also remembers the years of his life that he was addicted to drugs and the time he spent in prison for drug-related offenses. Now he works for Central Connecticut State University's Children of Incarcerated Parents Initiative, and he's the co-chair of the state's Police Transparency and Accountability Task Force.
Connecticut has an opportunity, like we're viewed as a national leader in criminal justice reform. If we're a leader, why don't we lead with community policing? Let's talk about the community relationship with the police, because right now it's not that good. And then we just had three shootings. So how do we have those conversations? How do we prevent stuff like that from happening?
The task force includes a handful of police chiefs from across the state and Department of Emergency Services Commissioner James Ravella. Retired New Haven Sergeant Shafiq Abdusabar spoke during the meeting about the need to re-examine expectations for police.
We need to define the mission statement for police officers. Protect and serve and pride in progress, that's not cutting it. We say these things and then we stick the officer out there and they're a babysitter, they're a social worker, we want them to be a psychologist and a social profiler. We need to be very specific in the state of Connecticut to let people know this is a threshold of what an officer can do.
Other suggestions included creating policies for use of force and pursuits that apply to all police departments and a statewide system for filing police complaints. The task force will meet again in February and must submit a final report by the end of the year. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.